Hi, good morning. Thank you so much for calling your telecoms department. How may I help you today?
Hi, my name is Charity. I recently, right about a month, less than a month ago, I joined Intel because I moved into one of the units in Greenway. And I just wanted to know in regards to the invoices. So yesterday there was a service issue in regards to issuing invoices. And then they also invoiced another one today. So I just am calling to confirm how it works because from previous experience with other internet providers, you're charged from the day from, like, for example, if today is the first, it'll be every first, you know, or every, if it's like 28th,
sure,
will be on the 28th. So I just wanted to clarify because it says on the first, but then I joined on the 5th. So I'm like, what about those 5 days that we didn't use? How does that
work? We'll be more than happy to assist you today. I'll just need to pull out your account. What is your phone number?
0421-769819.
Thank you. And if I heard you right, I'm speaking with Miss Charity Sang, right?
Correct.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much for your call. So let me just go over to your account here. One moment. I'll just pull out some details. September 4. Okay, got it. So, Ms. Sang, as per our record, I do see and hear that we received your activation over the phone because I believe it was noted that you're having some issues on the site.
Yeah.
So during the time that you've activated or we received your activation, what you have paid was the connection fee of $45, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then... because we are starting the billing from the date that we've processed your order.
Correct.
Reason why you receive, technically, we accept and we acknowledge, because you mentioned you also noticed our message yesterday due to system error in regards with the September invoicing, right?
Yeah.
So in regards with your account, technically, you will be just receiving one invoice just today covering September 4 up to October 31 because you don't have any upfront payment for the services. It just so happened yesterday, they separated your invoice. So September 30, September 30, they sent you the invoice covering September 4 to September 30, which is less than your regular recurring amount with the plan. And then today, you got the $69.95 covering the full period of October services.
Okay. So the reason I'm calling is just to double check. Do I have to pay for both? Or like, because on this one it says due date, 11th of the 9th, it's already September.
So what you just need to pay today is the September invoice. And then you still have 11 days to pay the October services. And we do apologize for the confusion brought to you with this. However, moving forward, by next month, you will be receiving your invoice every first of each month covering each month. Like for next month, you will be receiving your November invoice, November 1, covering the full period, and it will be due by 11. But if you are setting up a automatic payment or direct debit, it will be processed between the 6th and the 10th. But literally, you still have 11 days. It will be due on the 11th, the October services.
Okay. So, but my question is, how comes I've just, because I assumed, you know how some internet providers, once you use it, then you pay. So I assumed that would be the case because I didn't receive the invoice until yesterday for September. So I assumed that would be like at the end of each month, I get the invoice and then I pay. Or is it prepaid?
Yes, it's technically a prepaid. However, when you sign up, we do have an exemption with our newly signed up customer.
Yeah.
If they do have like a front payment for the connection fee,
mm-hmm.
We don't usually ask for the upfront payment for the services. Reason why, you just receive your payment for the first month of having the internet service. Because when you sign up through the website,
yes.
When you process your order through the website, technically yes. You should be paying the upfront payment for the service and the connection fee. However,
mm-hmm.
We just manually process your order over the phone, reason why
mm-hmm.
we did not ask you to pay for the upfront service. But it's
yes.
just the same. For example, when we ask you to pay the upfront payment for the service,
mm-hmm.
September 4, we will be crediting it 30 days. So it's just the same then. It will be deducted from your invoice. For example, we got your payment when you sign up.
Yes.
Like we got $69.95. So we will be crediting it September 4 to October 4. So technically, your October services will be just like, invoice will be just like around $62.95. However, reason why there are two, because we did not process a front payment for the services, only the connection fee, because you've opted for no contract.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So if I get correctly, so I didn't receive it because I paid the first. But then how comes it says that the due date is like the 11th of last month?
The 11th. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's kind of late. So if you would like, I can just go ahead and make it once just to remove this confusion. Remove this invoice separately and then add this to your October 1. So it will be due altogether on 11. Is that okay with you? Okay.
Yeah. If that's okay. And then I'll just pay all of them once.
Sure. Not a problem. So $132.90 will be shown at all at once invoice will be due on October 11. Okay.
Yeah, that should be okay. At least that way gives me time to make sure I have enough funds, you know.
Oh, sure. sure, not a problem. So I'll be just deleting the invoice that was sent September 30, showing $62.95, and then I'll just modify the recent one you received. So you will be showing all at once. And then I'll just resend it to you for your reference, okay?
That makes sense. That way I can get... Yeah,
you still have
I still have time, yeah. But also,
not a problem.
Because I was worried because they said that if you received it wrong yesterday. So that's how I was like, I'll just call to double check because I'm aware I didn't pay September, but then at the same time they said it might be an issue, so I don't want to pay and then it's something different, and that's our call today. But thank you for
That's correct, because sometimes if you're having an issue, it really provide a confusion to some customers. But anyway, Charity, we really appreciate your call today. In that way, we're able to clarify this, and then you will be receiving your modified invoice shortly, but it's just the same amount, but it will be due all at once on October 11. Okay,
that's fine, thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome. Anything else that may help you?
That's all for now. Thank you so much.
Okay, perfect. You do have a lovely day and
you too.
Be safe always. Bye-bye.
Bye.